Christmas Day can be loud. It can be busy. It can be full of noise, expectations, and other people's ideas of what today is meant to look like. But for some people, by choice or by circumstance, Christmas Day is quiet. And if that's you, you're not missing anything here. You're very much part of this conversation. This is a Christmas Day edition of News Talk Daily, and it's designed to keep you company. I'm Shane Beattie. A very happy Christmas to all of you listening in today. I'm someone who's comfortable being alone, even on Christmas Day. For some people, solitude can feel grounding, even restorative. But I also know that for others, being alone today can feel heavy or painful. Today, we're holding both of those truths. First, I'm talking to journalist Jennifer McShane, who's written beautifully about why spending Christmas alone can be underrated and even joyful. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Joanna McHugh-Power from the Department of Psychology at Maynooth University, who has advice for anyone who didn't choose solitude today and might be struggling a bit. Joanna knows what she's talking about. She also chairs the Loneliness Task Force Research Network. So, wherever you are, however you're feeling, you're all welcome here. Jennifer, I'll start with you. You've written about how spending Christmas alone can actually be a gift, but I think that idea still almost feels taboo to say. So why are we so uncomfortable with the idea of someone choosing to be alone on Christmas Day?
I've written about this a couple of times, and always when I write about it under the guise of a lot of people choosing to spend time by themselves, or if they want to talk about why they might be alone around the festive period on Christmas Day. And it's always the hardest thing for people to come forward and say, yeah, I'm actually spending the day alone. And I think it's to do with society anyway has this pressure for us to be coupled up. It's everything's done for two people. That's at any time of the year. It's very much put forward that you should do things by two. You know, there's you and a partner. But at Christmas, that's very much amplified by it's a family time. It's time for gathering, you know, do things with your friends, etc., etc. So I think at that time, even if you're very much a solo person, as I am, I do a lot of things alone, particularly at this time of year. It's almost automatic to say that, yeah, I have plans with people, because you don't want to be necessarily the person that says, actually, I kind of like to spend time by myself. I still think we find the concept of being alone and not lonely a very hard one to grasp.
Even people are horrified by the idea of hearing someone going to a restaurant by themselves or going on holidays by themselves, never mind spending Christmas Day alone. And I'm a bit like you. I spend Christmas Day alone or most of the day, and I'm quite happy to do it. But there is a difference there, I suppose, because that's a choice. It's not enforced loneliness. You make the distinction there that there is a difference between being alone and being lonely.
Yes. And I have to say, as a caveat, I don't spend Christmas Day solo. I have lots of family, but what I do is I do a lot of things alone prior to that, like yourself. I always eat alone. I always go to restaurants. I'll just pop in and, you know, grab something to eat, and that horrifies a lot of people, but that's a big thing. So if I'm doing something, generally it's me wanting to. I mean, a lot of times, like, I went to see A Christmas Carol this week, for example, in the West End here in London, and I was like, oh, this is lovely. I could only get the one ticket, right? And I really wanted to go. But at the end of it, I was like, you know what, this would have been nice to kind of go with somebody, because it was literally everybody was there with people. It was a family show kind of thing. But again, I'm choosing to do that. So we know there are a lot of groups that are very active around this time of year in Ireland, because there are people that are alone that are not choosing to be alone. If you are choosing to be alone, generally it's because you maybe require that time to reset, or maybe you kind of thrive in a setting where you are by yourself. But if you're lonely, it's a different thing. It means you kind of crave that kind of connection or company, which you don't have. And I think, especially around this time of year, it's important to make that distinction. If someone says, yeah, you know, I'm spending it by myself, maybe kind of gauge how they feel about that. Like, is it because they actually prefer to be by themselves? Or maybe there's a lot of people that maybe live away at Christmas. They don't come back at Christmas. Maybe different families are kind of split up into different kind of silos this time of year. So for a lot of people, They might spend a lot of the day by themselves, but maybe part of them wishes they had someone to check in or some company, and if that's quite different.
I wonder, is there a gendered element to this too? Because we all know it's women who do most of the work at Christmas time as well, particularly around the emotional and practical work at Christmas and how people feel when they hear of maybe a woman being alone at Christmas, opting out of all that work.
I think there is. I think there's definitely a gendered element to it. I think I was reading that there's a lot of older men in particular might be ones to perhaps be alone on Christmas. I think, yeah, I definitely think if you were to say, look, you know, I'm a woman and instead of doing all this on Christmas Day, I'm just going to have it for me. I'm just going to be do it solo and not do the whole thing. But I would kind of, I would wonder, are any of those people, are any of those women kind of women with kind of five kids? You probably can't opt for Christmas Day solo if you have a young family. But even then, if you don't have children and you're opting to kind of just do your own thing, which is totally normal, and I would say a lot of people want that at Christmas because it's such a busy time of year and it's only one day as well. I'm just going to like just totally relax and not, and maybe see people on St. Stephen's Day or see people in the new year. I still think this kind of raised eyebrows. Oh, you're not going to your family or you're not going to your mother. And I definitely think there's kind of different elements of pressure depending on what gender you are. Certainly a different set of expectations for a woman because they're seen to do a lot of the practical things on Christmas Day.
Just for people listening today who are alone by choice on Christmas Day, but they feel slightly guilty or defensive about that decision, what would you say to reassure them?
I would say just enjoy it. Forget about the noise, because oftentimes a lot of people that maybe might raise eyebrows about anyone doing any kind of solo things at this time of year, often I think they quite like to try it themselves, but maybe they don't have the opportunity to do it. And it is only one time of year. And I think it's important to remember that on any other time of year, nobody would probably bat an eyelid about it. So it is one day, it'll be over very quickly. And everybody at some point between now and the end of the new year will actually really, really want time by themselves.
Jenny, thank you and a very happy Christmas. Joanna is also here with me on this News Talk Daily Christmas special. And as Jennifer and I were just saying there, Joanna, there's a big difference between choosing to be alone and actually having that choice made for you. And some people may not have expected to be alone today.
That's right. I mean, usually Christmas is, it means family, and particularly in Ireland, we're an incredibly family-oriented culture. Usually people who are alone today are alone, who are alone out of choice, are usually because they're isolated or because there's something going on in the family. I mean, of course, there are going to be people who choose to be alone today. We may choose solitude, especially in the context of family problems. That might be the best choice for our self-care and for our well-being. So if there's a choice there, it usually comes down to family.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have woken up this morning feeling a bit flat or indeed a bit overwhelmed, what's the most important thing you can do in the sort of first few hours of Christmas Day to steady yourself emotionally?
It's worth reflecting on what that feeling is. You know, if we can name it, we can hope to manage it. And if the feeling is loneliness, which is a feeling of an absence of genuine connection with other people or a lack of social support, it's worth reflecting on whether this is the way you typically feel. Like, is this an everyday feeling or is this just the day that's in it? At Christmas, we have the weight of expectation on us. And I think that counts for everybody. We all feel a lot of expectation around Christmas, whether we're alone or if we're with other people, we can feel it in terms of what we need to deliver, who we need to be with. So, you know, I think naming those expectations is important. Trying to understand whether the loneliness is something that you're normally dealing with or whether it's just today. If it's today, if it's just the day that's in it, then we can just manage the feeling of it in the day, knowing that it's likely not to be the same, you know, over the course of the next couple of weeks. If it's persistent, on the other hand, then, you know, that's usually an indication that we might want to talk to our GP, because we do have solutions for loneliness. There are ways that we can help. Things like cognitive behavioral therapy can be very effective, for instance, in helping us to manage feelings of loneliness. But if it's just the day, it's like any other negative feeling. You know, we can plan our way around it. And I think taking control of the day is a really important thing to do. We rarely get an opportunity in life to engage in solitude meaningfully and purposefully. And today can be that day for many of us. And I mean, good quality solitude, which is really critical for our well-being. We all need this, you know, no phones, time spent with, you know, engaging with the self. And so framing it like that can actually be really helpful, and having a plan in mind, getting out and about. Parking is usually better days like today. The roads are empty. So taking that opportunity to go for a walk, for a run, for a cycle can be one way of taking control.
Yeah. So actually, in one way, Christmas Day could be better than other days because there's less noise. It's a bit more quiet.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you do have the world to yourself in a way. And, you know, if you choose to kind of take it on in that vein, then it can be a very positive thing. It can be very tempting to rot on a day like today where, you know, you feel like maybe everybody else is having a very family oriented full day. And if you're alone, but not by choice, that comparison can be really detrimental, can be really bad for us. I think it's all about the reframing. You know, what does the day mean to you, and what are you going to choose to make it about? I should say, you know, if you're finding it very difficult to motivate yourself to make that plan, you know, and you feel like this is something that's kind of consistent, that your mood is generally low. This is something that happens to many of us at this time of year in particular, but it might be worth, you know, planning a visit to your GP, for instance, afterwards, if you feel that that mood is preventing you from making those plans.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us, you know, I think there's lots of ways that we can make this day very, very positive.
Why is it that emotions are heightened this time of year? Is it Christmas? Is it family? Is it the dark weather? What is it?
Oh, I think it's lots of things. Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's expectation. What do we feel is expected from the day? And I think, you know, in a country where we do tend to spend a lot of time with our families, if we're not doing that, that expectation can be really problematic. But as well, we all have such strong memories attached to loneliness, like from childhood and from good Christmases we've had, from bad Christmases we've had. They all get wound up in the mix. Unfortunately, a lot of us lose people around this, you know, this time of year, or even if we've lost people at other times of the year, you know, if we've been bereaved, Christmas can really make those memories very painful. So I think there's lots of things that go into making Christmas difficult. First and foremost, we have to be very gentle with ourselves, knowing that that's the case, writing out, you know, why do I feel that Christmas is emotional for me? What does it trigger for me? That can be very helpful as well.
And give yourself a break, really, is the big thing. Social media, I mean, particularly this time of year, social media can be toxic because you're seeing, it looks like everyone has the perfect cookie cutter life and that people have the perfect families. And we'll see all of these posts on Christmas Day today about, you know, the perfect meal, the perfect turkey, the boy done good presents, all of that stuff as well. Be better off just not going on social media today.
Oh, I think it very much depends. I mean, you're dead right. I think there's so much negative comparison that we can do on social media, and that goes for every single one of us. I think we all feel that sickener sometimes when we're on social media around Christmas time and we're thinking, God, was my table not festive enough? I mean, should I have done a goose instead of a turkey? Like, there's all sorts of questions that we have when we go to social media. That said, it is an opportunity for creating community and for making connection as well. And I mean, we all also use social media and texting to just touch base with people that we love, say happy Christmas, hope you're having a good day. So I don't think it's a net evil. I think, you know, there's ways to use it, but I would certainly, if I was worried about spending the day doom scrolling, if alone, I would probably try and make a plan that involved offline activities, knowing that, you know, I will spend a little bit of time on social media, but I don't want it to overtake the day. So I think making the non-social media bits of your day more enjoyable is the key.
Yeah. And there is actually a positive element to social media as well. The Join In initiative, which is for Christmas Day. It was set up by the comedian Sarah Millican many years ago. She's now given it up because it's just become its own thing. She doesn't need to manage it. But the idea was that people go on Twitter, use the hashtag Join In, and talk and connect with other people who may be on their own on Christmas Day or who just find the day particularly hard. So there's your positive side of social media. Would you create a little ritual today if you were alone? Something like maybe that now I'm on my own, I'm going to light this particular candle, or I'm going to have this particular meal, or go on this particular walk?
I think you could find meaning in almost anything. And really, this comes down to making the plan. Like, today is not the day for minding your cholesterol. Today is the day for indulging. And whether you're alone or with other people, it can be tempting, if alone, not to go to the bother of doing the full Christmas meal. But I think it's worth thinking about, well, what's my favorite meal? What's my favorite thing to do? You know, and also bearing in mind that there are lots of ways to create connection across communities without having to, you know, engage with other people. There can be other rituals that you can take part in. Like, if you enjoy Christmas Mass, that can be a way of engaging socially without really having to have a lot of one-to-one interaction. But also there's lots, as you say, there's lots of other community activities offline and online. And there's groups as well, like Alone, their support and referral network. Their line is open on Christmas Day, Women's Aid, Samaritans. There's lots of ways to reach out to people in very low effort ways on Christmas, regardless of whether you're with other people or not.
What if you're okay personally with being alone on Christmas Day, but everyone else around you isn't? How do you handle those expectations and emotions? You've decided you're quite happy, but then your mother is upset, or your brother or your niece is upset.
I know. Yeah. And it's all down to the expectations. It's the shoulds. So I think naming the shoulds. Well, what should I be doing today? What do you think I should be doing? Okay, you might be disappointing people if you've chosen to spend the day not with them. But really, I mean, that's an expectation they have to navigate, not you. So making alternative plans, supplementary plans. Look, I'm going to spend today alone. I'll see you on Stephen's Day. We can go for a walk. Navigating that and making sure that you're okay in the emotional time that is Christmas, I think is the way to kind of approach it. That, you know, we all have these expectations. It's your job to manage your own expectations, but not necessarily the expectations of other people. Now, if you're leaving somebody else entirely on their own, you know, you may want to check in with them and make sure that they have a plan, and help them plan their day as well. I think, you know, that's probably as much as we can do.
And two things on a perspective of today. The first one, I would say it is okay to have, you know, a bowl of cornflakes and a ham and cheese sandwich on Christmas Day. You don't have to have the perfect meal. But also for perspective, realizing it is just one day.
Absolutely. I think that the nicest advice I have seen so far about Christmas is I saw that somebody was doing the Christmas roast on Christmas Eve and then leaving Christmas Day empty to eat sort of leftovers, play with the kids, have a low effort, sort of, you know, low stress day. And I thought, isn't that just such a simple way of booking that expectation in a very small way? When we think about the levels of expectation that we have on Christmas, it's not just about other people. It's about the Christmas dinner. It's about dressing up. It can be about visiting. It can be about church. It can be about presents and children. It's an extraordinary amount of pressure for a single day. And it is just one day. So spreading those pressures out across the Christmas period is probably a good idea. Bearing in mind that people are usually pretty ready to get away from family and to see friends and other people after Christmas Day. So, you know, making really nice plans for that week is another way of kind of spreading that load.
A Christmas present to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, you mentioned there about the perfect dinner and the perfect presents. I mean, now, and I've really noticed it this year, you have to have the perfect Christmas sandwich. And I mean, it's what was supposed to be the leftovers for Christmas night has now become the star of the show. And now people will feel they have to have the perfect Instagram-friendly Christmas sandwich.
Absolutely. The perfect Christmas bake sale, the perfect Christmas elf on the shelf. There's so many different responsibilities and challenges. And, you know, if you're somebody who has had a lot of stress coming up to Christmas, or if you just don't feel like going through the motions, then it can be a good opportunity to take the day as a gift to yourself, exactly as you say, as long as it's planned and you know that, and you can kind of expect a little levels of waves of feelings of aloneness. I think we will all get that if we spend the day by ourselves, but that's just part of it, and they do pass.
Joanna, thank you so much for being here on this special Christmas Day edition of the podcast. And if you are alone today and you would like to speak to someone, Joanna mentioned a couple of organisations there. We've also included some contacts and website links in the show's notes. That's it from me today. From all of us here at News Talk, have a very happy, safe Christmas wherever you are and however you're spending the day.